Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for having us on today. What a busy day. This is going to be a very busy afternoon. We're going to explain to you about Governor DeSantis vetoing $8.2 million in local projects. We'll talk about that. Also, we're waiting word. We're waiting word on the Diddy trial partial judgment.
Yeah.
It's a partial judgment. We're not quite sure. The jury has reached a partial verdict in the Diddy trial. And when that comes down, we will definitely let you know about that. But first and foremost, let's go ahead and look at the top three things that make your afternoon happen.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, as mentioned, Governor DeSantis vetoed $8.2 million in local project as part of the state's 2026 budget. Few local items affected. Shot Spotter, of course, that's that local gunshot detection system. UWF's expansion of childhood education, the Carpenter Creek and Bayou Tahar restoration project, and funding for the Veterans Treatment Court in Santa Rosa County. Now, mind you, that's just a sample of some of the projects that were nixed. Most of the veto items were sponsored, by the way, by local Representative Alex Andrade for $7 million of the $8 million in local vetoes.
And four Pensacola women, Alexandra Christensen, Lindsay McCray, Heather Bradley, and Jennifer Pervez, have been indicted on federal charges in a $14.6 billion nationwide health care scheme. The plan was to defraud medical programs by diverting oxycodone, hydrocodone, and amphetamine. Trial for all defendants is set for August 18th in a federal court in Pensacola.
Okay, and here's your third top story. Water conditions at Pensacola Beach will feature an improved forecast before the July 4th weekend. See, they're putting a smile on your face here. Rip current risk will be low throughout the entire holiday weekend. Pensacola Beach lifeguards on duty at Casino Beach, Park East, Fort Pickens Gate, Quiet Water Beach, plus Langdon Beach and Opal Beach. Of course, those two locations are at the Gulf Islands National Seashore areas.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Yeah, we got time for a couple of these here. A teenager who had the Baker High School swatted by police back in 2023 will spend 4 years in a Florida prison. Landon Whittington was in a Florida courtroom yesterday, and he was sentenced to 4 years in prison and 2 years probation. Prosecutors say he called Crestview Police and said he was in the school with guns and planning to shoot up the school.
Well, UWF is celebrating success in performance-based metrics. Over the past 3 years, the university says they've seen a dramatic improvement in many areas. Provost Jeremy Cool.
Just as an example, the percent of our bachelor graduates who are employed, making $40,000 or more, or re-enrolled, has increased from 74% to over 80%. Median wages for our graduates who are employed have increased from $48,000 to $54,000. So we've seen some considerable improvement in those areas, but also in retention and graduation rates.
Well, Cole says enrollment remains strong and looks to be up around 5% for this fall. 4:15. Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Insect Pest and Lawn. Make your outdoor space summer ready. You can get $50 off new mosquito or fire ant control services. You can visit insect.net today for more information on that. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much giving us trouble, at least not too many areas that you wouldn't normally expect. We do have some backups on, this is going to be Navarre Parkway if you are traveling westbound, passing Highway 87. We typically have issues there, but once you get past the highway, there is going to be an extra wave of congestion that's pretty severe at this time because of an accident report we got earlier this afternoon. So please be on the lookout for that. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 82 degrees. It's going to be a low of 74 tonight with some rainfall chances bleeding into your Wednesday. And over the course of the next several days, we're going to see those rainfall chances dissipate once we get to your Thursday or Friday, but the highs are going to creep up. Independence Day, Friday's high is going to be sitting at around 95 degrees. Here's your history of the Blue Angels brought to you by Calvert's in the Heights.
Blue Angels must be strong, healthy, and fit. So why was there a fat Blue Angel added in 1970? Well, the Blue Angels had used several transport planes throughout their history to support their out-of-town air shows. And in 1970, it was determined that a Lockheed C-130 Hercules was to be the newest plane for the job. But the Navy didn't have any in their inventory that were not already obligated to other missions. So they turned to the Marine Corps, which provided not only the plane, but a full crew as well. This giant 75,000-pound turboprop plane was 98 feet long, 14 feet wide, had a wingspan of 132 feet, and at its tail was as tall as a four-story building. This was one fat bird. So the logical nickname was quickly chosen, Fat Albert. Flying everywhere the jets fly, Fat Albert was and remains an integral part of the support effort for the Blue Angels. She carries the maintenance crew, all the necessary equipment for an air show, plus spare parts and supplies to repair and maintain the demonstration aircraft. If a part was needed but not on board, then Fat Albert could be dispatched to pick them up, as happened the day after a show in Cleveland. The Blue Angels had completed their breathtaking performance the previous day and were heading back home to Pensacola. But on takeoff, one of the jets swallowed a seagull through its intake. The engine had to be replaced, but there wasn't one on board the C-130. So Fat Albert flew to Pensacola, picked up a jet engine, and flew back to Cleveland, all in a matter of hours. The maintenance crew switched out the power plant, and the Blues headed home to Pensacola. Without Fat Albert and her all-Marine crew, the modern Blue Angels air shows would not be possible. And while Fat Albert is usually in the background, she occasionally took center stage to demonstrate her capabilities. At several show sites each season, Fat Albert demonstrated a jet-assisted takeoff for the crowd. Eight solid fuel rockets attached to the sides of the aircraft helped the C-130 take off at a 45-degree angle in less than 1,500 feet of runway, about half what would otherwise be required. Fat Albert's final JATO ever was performed during the homecoming air show at NAS Pensacola on November 14, 2009. With its high wing, low stance, and easy access cargo compartment, Fat Albert makes an ideal transport and home away from home workshop for the Blue Angels. I'll be back with more after this.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels Air Show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
Without a doubt, the worst year for the Blue Angels was 1973. Accidents plagued the team all season, and some were calling for the abolition of the team. We'll cover the details next time on News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. Three bold sandwiches and one happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar pulled pork sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Hey, hey, Pensacola pet parents. Got questions about your fur babies? Well, I'm Dr. Mark Sprayberry, owner of Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare here in Pensacola. I'd like to invite you to tune in to my new show, Sit, Stay, and Listen, where I'll be answering all your pet questions live on air this Thursday, 9:30. See all you cool people then.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, mornings at 9 right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
I got to tell you about this because it's a timely issue. Governor DeSantis is confirming this afternoon state offices will be closed on July 3rd in addition to regular office closures on the 4th, creating a four-day holiday weekend, which will benefit nearly 100,000 people in the state personnel system. I used to be one of those people. The governor is also approving a 2% raise. I enjoy my time off. Funded through the state's annual budget for state employees. Absolutely. State employees, you rock. Go for it.
Absolutely. And also,
my brothers and sisters.
Key West is changing its position on immigration enforcement. The city commission voted yesterday to end its partnership with ICE. This comes just 3 months after the commission approved a 287G agreement with the federal agency. The resolution commissioners voted on also states Key West is not a sanctuary city.
Okay,
so they're really changing their tune.
Constantly. Florida state officials say one city could face consequences for voting to not cooperate with federal agents who are pursuing alleged criminal migrants. Now, they know going into this that the government's going to slam the hammer. You know what city I'm talking about, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Key West.
Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer says he will be in contact with officials in Key West now that the city votes to end its police coordination agreement with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The decision comes at a public meeting where Key West residents voiced opposition to working with ICE agents.
Some employees are scared to come to work with ICE operating on the island.
Emma Fehlig works at a restaurant. City Commissioner Samuel Kaufman argues the original agreement shouldn't have been forced upon them.
We should not have fear or political retribution as the basis for us as a city determining policy.
In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Well, on the same wavelength there. And Miami mayoral candidate Emilio Gonzalez has filed a lawsuit against the city over a decision to cancel the election by moving it to next year. Governor Ron DeSantis and Attorney General James Uthmeyer argue such a change requires voter approval. The lawsuit seeks injunctive relief in the 11th Judicial Circuit Court. And if Gonzalez prevails, the city would be forced to reinstate the election to its original date of this year, November 5th.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, the latest numbers from the Labor Department suggest the job market is holding up better than expected. There you go. Smile.
Yeah.
I like that. Here's Jenny Casola.
Despite high interest rates and economic uncertainty, there were more job openings on the last business day of May than the month before. The Job Openings and Labor Turnover Survey found 7.76 million openings. Economists were expecting a slight decline. Job openings increased in accommodation, which is hotels, and food services, also in finance and insurance. Job openings decreased in federal government. Hires and total separations were little changed at 5.5 million and 5.2 million, and layoffs declined. The monthly employment report released on Thursday is expected to reveal slower growth in June. Ginny Cosella, Fox News.
424 stocks ending mixed today as Wall Street momentum kind of cooled down after setting record highs the past couple of days. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading month mixed after the Senate passes President Trump's tax and spending bill. Mega-cap tech stocks, which surged in June, were mostly lower and weighed on the tech-heavy NASDAQ. Chipmakers lagged, with NVIDIA shares falling nearly 3% and snapping its six-session winning streak. Healthcare stocks were the biggest winners, and solar and wind stocks like Sunrun and Solar Edge Technologies surged after legislators stripped a last-minute excise tax on renewable energy projects from the spending bill. The Dow winners, Amgen, United Health Group, and Sherwin-Williams, the Dow decliners, Microsoft, NVIDIA, and IBM. The Dow rising 400 points, the NASDAQ lower by 167, S&P 500 down 7. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Afternoon, Pensacola, 425, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Pensacola Christian Academy. That's for students thrive in a safe environment designed to build a solid foundation. You can learn more at enrollpca.com/radio. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, just got a text recently talking about a crash involving a tractor trailer in Santa Rosa County. This was on I-10 West at mile marker 34.
Not good.
I-10 West does now have a closure, and we're actually seeing some heavy congestion in that area on I-10 eastbound as well. So that entire situation looking pretty rough right now. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Outside of that, our worst looking spot is Navarre Parkway. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound coming from Highway 87. We do have an accident reported in that area as well. As for your weather, we're sitting at around 82 degrees. Going to be a low of 74 tonight. 70% chance of storms this evening that will bleed into your Wednesday, where the high will be 90 and the low will also be 74.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to really emphasize the fact that the weather is improving for July 4th day.
Yes, come July 4th, we are clear, it looks like.
And I bring that up because let me give you a national snapshot of what's happening, because it's not that pretty in a lot of places.
You are correct.
Severe storms could disrupt travel plans for millions of Americans on the 4th of July. Here's Janice Dean.
We've got hot, humid conditions and flight delays, certainly for the eastern third of the country, as well as Florida, maybe parts of the Rockies. Severe storms, including hail, damaging winds, maybe an isolated tornado or two, and heavy rainfall that could cause flash flooding. So I am concerned with this, not only today, but tomorrow. And then we are watching this area of development, some tropical moisture moving into Florida over the next couple of days. Don't think it's going to get a name, but we have to watch it, obviously, and it could bring several inches of rain for the 4th of July.
Okay, I want to kind of bring this up to present time here. As we know, millions of Americans expected to be traveling for the 4th. But get this, hundreds of flights have already been delayed today. We're seeing a really problem starting to unfold. Todd Pirro has more on the story.
More than 600 flights currently delayed, 250 already canceled so far today. This all comes as AAA is expecting a record-breaking number of Americans to travel over the 4th of July holiday weekend. Between June 28th and July 6th, more than 72 million people across the U.S. are projected to travel at least 50 miles or more from their homes. That's nearly 2 million more than last year. And for the more than 61 million people who will drive to their destinations, they're going to be looking to take advantage of low, low gas prices. Current average price for gas in the U.S., $3.18 per gallon.
And Chris, one of the things that you mentioned when we came into our show this afternoon was the Diddy trial. We are awaiting some more details on that.
Yeah, it's getting confusing because I think now the judge has sent the jury home.
Yeah, because the jury is expected to continue deliberating, and here's why. They reached a partial verdict in the sex crimes trial. They told the judge that they have a verdict on 4 of the 5 charges, but they say they cannot reach a verdict on the racketeering charge, and that's why both the defense and the prosecution want the jury to go back in and keep deliberating. The jury has decided on the charges of sex trafficking by force and transportation to engage in prostitution involving 2 different defendants.
There you go. Like that news information.
We are almost open and shut here with the Diddy situation, finally.
I'm waiting. Okay, it's 428 News Radio 92.3. As the waters warm up, demand is growing for shark bite forensics. I don't know what they're going to use this for.
Me neither.
We're going to find out. Here's Teresa Crowley.
A hot day at Jones Beach State Park on New York's Long Island. A 20-year-old woman waist-deep in the Wednesday surf when an unknown toothy creature chomped down on her left foot and leg, prompting Jones Beach to shut down for the day. She didn't see what bit her, but thanks to shark bite forensics, state conservation biologists and marine experts narrowed the suspects to a juvenile sand tiger shark, one of the big 3 sharks known for human bites, great white, tiger shark, and bull shark. Shark bite forensics analyzes the bite mark's shape, tooth imprints, even the cuts from shark teeth raking across the skin, then DNA left on suits or surfboards. The New York woman had only minor cuts, one of about 80 unprovoked attacks a year worldwide. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And the House may pose a hurdle for President Trump's big, beautiful bill after being passed into Senate. The conservative House Freedom Caucus already says the Senate version of the bill increases the federal deficit more than they'd like. House lawmakers have been told they could start voting on the GOP spending bill as soon as 8 o'clock our time tomorrow, or Wednesday.
Pride in the country is going up. Pride is going up. But the latest Fox News poll finding that could be subject to question. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
58% of us say we are proud of the country. That's the highest number the polls found in a decade, but it's a number that appears to be partisan. Last June, a little over a third of Republicans said they were proud of the USA. Now 85% are. And right now, just a little over a third of Democrats are proud. Last June, 55% of them were. Pride aside, most think the U.S. is the best country in which to live. More than two-thirds of us think so overall, but break it down by party and half of Democrats say so, 60% of independents, and 90% of the GOP think so. Trust in the federal government is rough. Just 1 in 3 of us trust the feds, and that was roughly the same level of trust we had in 2011 when pride in the country was at 69%. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Okay, Austin and I will be back in about 5 minutes looking at some sports. Ready for that? I am. This is News Radio 92.3. Thanks a lot for having us on this afternoon.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. The jury in the trial of Sean Diddy Combs has reached a partial verdict on 4 of 5 counts against the hip-hop mogul. We're awaiting a reading of those verdicts on sex trafficking and other charges. New York jury was unable to reach a verdict on the first count, racketeering conspiracy. Senate Republicans squeaking through President Trump's sweeping budget package. It now goes to the House as he pushes for the final passage. Fox's Ryan Schmelz.
The White House and Republicans supporting the bill say extending the 2017
tax cuts and deductions on tips and overtime will be a major boost to the economy that will bring relief to working Americans. It's still unclear if the House will have the votes to get it to President Trump's desk by the 4th of July.
Democrats warning Medicaid changes will result in many Americans losing their health insurance. America is listening to Fox News.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Show in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 11th of July. This special broadcast is sponsored by Calvert's in the Heights. It's The History of the Blue Angels every weekday morning at 6:15 and afternoons at 4:15 right here on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show, so you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you, you know, listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or, as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, Governor Ron DeSantis has vetoed $8.2 million in local projects as part of the state's 2026 budget. A few local items affected include ShotSpotter, a local gunshot detection system, UWF's expansion of childhood education, the Carpenter Creek and Bayou Tahar restoration project, and funding for the Veterans Treatment Court in Santa Rosa County. Most of the veto items were sponsored by Representative Alex Andrade for $7 million of the $8 million in local vetoes.
Here's the second story we're looking at this afternoon for Pensacola women, Alexandria Christensen, Lindsay McCray, Heather Bradley, and Jennifer Purves have been indicted on federal charges. This is in a $14.6 billion nationwide health care scheme. The plan was to defraud medical programs by diverting oxycodone, hydrocodone, and amphetamines.
There you go.
Amphetamines. And trial for all the defendants set for August 18th in a federal courtroom right here in Pensacola.
All right, and your third and final top story this afternoon. Water conditions at Pensacola Beach will feature an improved forecast before the July 4th weekend. Rip current risks will be low throughout the holiday weekend. Pensacola Beach lifeguards will be on duty at Casino Beach, Park East, Fort Pickens Gate, Quiet Water Beach, plus Langdon Beach and Opal Beach at the Gulf Islands National Seashore areas.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, let me just remind folks, we were talking about this a couple of days ago, Austin and I were. Just remind you, don't blow up fireworks in the city of Pensacola this 4th of July. It is against the law to explode the fireworks in the city. Now, if you do live outside the city, launching fireworks is legal. Just be careful of existing noise ordinances. Now, if your neighbors complain you're on your own, you might get a, you might get a visit from law enforcement. But I did notice this in particular stories is getting a lot of traction, making the news cycles around the area. But I thought I'd throw that in there just as a reminder.
Yeah, no, reminders never hurt. And a man wanted for the 2021 murder of Ernest Riggs Jr. in Fort Walton Beach has been captured in Mexico and is now being extradited back to the U.S. to face charges. John William Gouveia Saab was taken into custody in Puerto Vallarta after a four-year investigation by officials in Okaloosa County and the U.S. Marshals Service. He is currently awaiting extradition.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Deep out to right center field. Does he get enough of it? Yes! Number 33, Cal Raleigh. Now tied for the third most home runs through the end of June in Major League history.
On Root Sports Northwest, Cal Raleigh's Major League leading 33rd home run helped the Mariners beat the Royals 6-2. Raleigh has three more home runs than the Yankees' Aaron Judge. The Yankees lost Monday in Toronto 5-4 to the Blue Jays. New York still leads the AL East by a game and a half over Tampa Bay. The Rays beaten by the Athletics 6-4.
The Sox could turn this into a runaway. Swinging a high fly ball. He got underneath this one. A drive to right. And that ball is gone. A grand slam. It's a runaway. 13-5. What a night for Williard. A multi-home run game, about as different as you can get.
On Nesson, Willier Abreu, the first major leaguer since Roger Maris in 1958 to hit a grand slam in the same game, has an inside-the-park home run. The Red Sox socked the Reds 13-6. Zach Wheeler struck out 10 for the Phillies in a 4-0 victory over the Padres. Other winners last night, the Pirates, Orioles, and Diamondbacks. NBA free agent negotiations opened last night. New contracts can get signed next Monday. The Nuggets are trading Michael Porter Jr. to the Nets for Cam Johnson. Brooklyn also getting an unconditional first-round pick from Denver in 2032. The Nets are losing D'Angelo Russell. He's going to sign with the Mavericks. Denver is going to sign Bruce Brown. Seven-time Wimbledon champ Novak Djokovic will play his first-round match later on at the All England Club, where yesterday, two-time reigning champ Carlos Alcaraz needed five sets to get past Fabio Fognini on opening day at the tournament. You can download the Fox Sports podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you download your favorite podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And some good news here in the sports world. Hall of Fame wide receiver Randy Moss reportedly returning to his full-time role on ESPN Sunday Countdown. He missed 2 months last season while receiving treatment for cancer found outside his bile duct between his pancreas and liver. In December, he announced he underwent a successful surgery and received chemotherapy and radiation.
Yeah, come on, man. That's what they would do with Randy Moss on the ESPN set. Come on. All right. NC2A athletes, it's payday. Yeah, they can now get paid on top of winning scholarships.
Wow.
Well, Jared Max has more on how these college sports players can get their salaries.
Remember when college sports was for amateurs? Not anymore. Beginning today, as a result of the ruling in the House versus NCAA case, college athletes can get paid directly by their schools. A revenue-sharing plan will allow for up to $20.5 million per school to get paid to athletes for the 2025-26 academic year. This is independent, on top of scholarships. As a result of the settlement, the NCAA will also pay out $2.8 billion in back damages to former Division I student-athletes who were active before name-image-likeness deals were available. Over the course of a decade, the revenue-sharing cap will increase from $20.5 million per school to $32 million annually. Schools can allocate funds as they see fit. Football programs expected to take in the overwhelming majority. Jared Max, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Following Milwaukee Bucks' decision to waive Damian Lillard and then sign Miles Turner away from the Indiana Pacers, there's been some interesting reporting regarding Giannis Antetokounmpo's feelings on these moves. Chris Haynes said Giannis wasn't pleased with Milwaukee's decision to waive Dame, while Shams Charania said Giannis valued the opportunity to team up with Turner in the same front court. As for Giannis' future, until he actually requests a trade, I'll continue to believe he'll be on the Bucks to start this upcoming season. I'm Zach Gelb.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes at Homes for Our Troops. And thanks to our donors and supporters, this life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit HFOTUSA.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part?
Yeah, been there.
That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list, I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, the DOJ has charged hundreds in connection to what authorities say is one of the biggest healthcare scams. David Spunt is in Washington this afternoon with the latest on the bust.
324 defendants, that includes 96 doctors, nurse practitioners, pharmacists, and other healthcare professionals. The defendants live around the globe. The alleged schemes involve more than $14.6 billion in intended loss. Only about $3 billion, $2.9, is actually gone. The false claims were submitted in many cases to Medicare and Medicaid. Dr. Mehmet Oz, the administrator which oversees Medicare and Medicaid services, his team prevented over $4 billion from being paid out to people who were involved in the scam. His agency revoked or outright suspended the billing privileges of 205 providers. Authorities say they seized more than $245 million in luxury vehicles, cash, and cryptocurrency, among other assets.
And of course, we were just talking about fireworks a few minutes ago. Well, they may be a staple of Independence Day, but unfortunately, so are injuries and deaths, and they don't just happen on the 4th of July. In 2014, over 14,000 firework, in 2024, over 14,000 firework-related injuries were reported, most involving the hands, head, and ears, and 11 people were killed. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission is hoping to turn things around with a reminder to the public to never let children play with fireworks, keep a bucket of water or a hose close by in case of a fire, and carefully follow instructions on packaging when handling fireworks.
All right, 443. News Radio 92.3. There is a warning going out today to Americans trying to mail fireworks ahead of Independence Day. Here's the latest from Fox.
The U.S. Postal Service is reminding consumers don't put 4th of July fireworks into the U.S. mail system. Fireworks are hazardous materials that could unintentionally explode and injure or even kill postal workers if they're mishandled. Sparklers, firecrackers, bottle rockets, Roman candles, and any other fireworks are banned from all USPS air and ground transportation systems. The Postal Service says anyone mailing fireworks could face civil penalties, criminal charges, and other consequences. And a reminder in general from the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission, fireworks can be dangerous, with more than 14,000 people treated in the emergency room last year and 11 deaths. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Something's terribly going wrong over across the pond. Three managers have been arrested at an English hospital where a nurse killed seven babies. Jonathan Savage has more from London.
Three unnamed senior hospital leaders have been arrested on suspicion of gross negligence manslaughter. In other words, their failing to prevent the deaths of seven babies may have been a criminal offence. Nurse Lucy Letby was convicted of murdering the infants 2 years ago. The 35-year-old was also found guilty of trying to kill seven others. Prosecutors say she harmed babies in ways that left little trace, such as injecting air into their bloodstreams or poisoning them with insulin. Letby has always maintained her innocence. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
445 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Chris. Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, still got some backups on I-10. This is going to be, if it looks like we've got some heavy congestion if you're traveling eastbound. This is near mile marker 34 because we did have a road closure on I-10 westbound because of an accident earlier this afternoon. Also got some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Highway 87. There was an accident reported there as well. Last major spot's going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for your local weather, 82 degrees, low of 74. Got some rainfall chances over the next couple days. They should dissipate come Thursday, and then on your Independence Day Friday, should be dry, but with a high of 95 degrees.
And the national weather picture not looking so great. Flash flooding risk in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. Rain for the plains. Fox meteorologist Janice Dean has the Fox weather forecast on News Radio 92.3.
Strong to severe thunderstorms expected to fire up along a cold front that's draped across the eastern third of the country. Heavy rain could cause flash flooding for sections of the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic throughout the day today. Also a chance of storms and several inches of rain for the Plain States and the Western Gulf through Wednesday. An area of low pressure off the coast of Florida will bring heavy rain and thunderstorms through the 4th of July weekend. For all of your latest forecast details, Fox Weather has you covered. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Lululemon is filing a lawsuit against Costco that accuses the wholesale club operator of selling lower-priced duplicates of some of its popular athleisure clothing. Some of the products Lululemon says Costco is making duplicates include its popular scuba hoodies, Define jackets, and ABC pants. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell saying today the U.S. Central Bank would have probably eased monetary policy by now if not for President Trump's tariff plan. Powell's admission comes as the Fed has entered a holding pattern on interest rates despite mounting pressure from the White House. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ both slipped to kick off the second half of 2025 after the broad market index notched another record to close out the quarter. The Dow remained in positive territory, up 400 points. U.S. crude oil futures for August are up 0.6%, residing below $66 a barrel at $65.53. That's Your Money Now.
448, News Radio 92.3. The Federal Trade Commission is now calling July made in the U.S. a month. Lydia Hu has more details.
I spoke with the FTC chairman, Andrew Ferguson, exclusively about Made in the USA month. He says he's going to visit American manufacturers all month long to celebrate their Made in the USA products and their contributions to the American economy. Ferguson says that Americans want to buy American-made products because they want to support American businesses, and they also believe that those American products are quality products. So Ferguson now says he's got two goals. One is educating businesses about advertising their products as made in America. Second, he wants to make sure that the products out there that are advertised as made in the USA are actually meeting the standards. Being made in America is no small feat.
And President Trump, of course, reminding us once again that he is a businessman. He's venturing into the fragrance industry with a new business. The president has launched a collectible line of fragrances for men and women with prices starting at $200. Trump's $250 limited edition 3.3 ounce Victory 47 fragrance is paying homage to his presidential victories and will come to consumers in a golden statue. The first shipments of Victory 47 are slated to go out in early December.
449 News Radio 92.3 FBI. Warning American companies about North Korean scammers pretending to be remote IT workers. Jonathan Siri, all over this story.
It felt like it was in a James Bond movie or something. You know, like with spies.
Marlon Williams says he had no idea the remote information technology worker he hired for his Atlanta blockchain startup was from North Korea until the employee disappeared with hundreds of thousands of dollars in digital assets. U.S. Attorney Theodore Hertzberg says crimes like this are not simply foreign scam artists stealing money for themselves, but state actors working at the behest of a hostile government.
The money is going to the North Korean regime, where it can be used to fund their weapons program and other initiatives that destabilize the world and also target the United States and our allies.
In Atlanta, Jonathan Siri, Fox News.
And Mark Zuckerberg is announcing the creation of Meta Superintelligence Labs, which will link several teams working on AI. It's part of the CEO's effort to invest heavily in AI research. The new unit will be led by Scale AI ex-CEO Alexander Wang and former GitHub CEO Nat Friedman.
News Radio 92.3, ICE Acting Director Todd Lyons spoke out against the spread of an app that track ICE agents. Detroit's Ingrid Kelly has more.
ICE spotting apps being used across the country to report and track locations of immigration and customs enforcement agents as immigration raids continue. But the ICE acting director is speaking out after he says a news outlet promoted the app during its broadcast. The acting director for ICE issued a statement which reads in part, "Advertising an app that basically paints a target on federal law enforcement officers' backs is sickening. My officers and agents are already facing a 500% increase in assaults." And immigration attorneys say these ICE reporting apps may be a form of free speech, but they also can put undocumented immigrants at risk. In Detroit, Ingrid Kelly, Fox News.
Yeah, a dangerous situation rolling there. President Trump and his trade team are preparing to set tariff rates for countries that haven't made deals with the U.S. This as a potential deal with China remains at a standstill. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
In 8 days, most of the countries will see snapback tariffs. The Treasury Secretary is saying that most of the tariffs will come back to the level of April 2nd when that was announced for those reciprocal tariffs. For example, India, without a deal, would see a snapback tariff of 26% added. Fiji would see 32% reciprocal tariffs added to their goods coming into the U.S. South Africa would see a 30% tariff added under the original April 2nd additional tariffs announced. Still, the U.S. in active negotiations with many countries. But China remains a different story. Those engaged with the trade team telling me that President Xi has been unwilling to budge. The Chinese have stonewalled at every step, instead using export controls of rare earth minerals as leverage.
Just about 4:52 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in Thursday at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, Thursday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Florida High School Athletic Association and the Florida Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This Friday is the free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Mouget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Dinosaur controller, listening to Buck Owens. Do, looking out my back door.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.455 heads up, Pensacola. Austin Price in. Take a look at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. Yes, improving conditions for Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs tonight.
Oh, very good to hear.
Yes.
This traffic and weather update. I say that as if I'm not going to be reporting it. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, Pine Forest Road giving us more trouble than usual, I'd argue. If you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, be on the lookout for that. That place kind of sucks. We do have some backups also on Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound passing Highway 87, there is a wave of congestion there from an accident earlier this hour. And we also got a I-10 westbound closed, and it is causing some very heavy backups deep eastward. But we also have some congestion near that road closure if you are traveling eastbound as well. So be on the lookout for those areas. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 82 degrees. Going to be a low of 74 tonight. Decent rainfall chances. It doesn't look severe right now, though. That's the good news for the Moondogs, as you said. But heading into tomorrow, we've got a high of 90 degrees with some rainfall chances. Come Thursday and Friday, the rain should just about go away, but we are still going to have highs sitting just above 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
Okay, so there's somebody just tuning in and they hear you talking about the Moondogs. They're going, what in the world are you talking?
Yeah, what's a Moondog?
We're talking about bands on the beach tonight. Yep, it's Johnny Earthquake, Moondogs, curtain rises, 7 o'clock over at Casino Beach Pavilion. Look for all of the yellow. Our good friends Cat Country out there putting on one heck of a great show. So bring your beach chair, blankets, just leave the pets and glass at home and have a good time tonight for Johnny Earthquake and the Moondogs.
Absolutely.
I'm glad that this show's on and the weather's holding off for it.
Yes, it's looking good right now.
This could be a crowd favorite, believe me.
If there are any changes on the off chance that happens, we will let you know.
Absolutely, moments notice. President Trump and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem touring Florida's new migrant detention facility, Alligator Alcatraz. I saw the B-roll on this and how they started it off. They showed video footage of like pythons and snakes and alligators. And they did a nice calm dissolve into the detention center. Here's the latest from Dana Marie McNichol. She's down at the Everglades.
He was seemingly very impressed in just 8 days how quickly Alligator Alcatraz was built. We are standing in a dining hall, but he also took a look at some of the spaces where people will be living.
Very soon, this facility will house some of the most menacing migrants, some of the most vicious people on the planet. We're surrounded by miles of treacherous swampland, and the only way out is really deportation.
The president says he is confident in the maximum security facility that's now ready for 3,000 detainees. Officials here say there are over 28,000 feet of barbed wire fencing, 400 security personnel, 200 security cameras, and 1,000 staff members.
And Instagram adding sound to its sharing of music from Spotify. Until now, if an Instagram user wanted to share music from Spotify to stories, it could only be done through a link. This causes curious music lovers to leave Instagram to listen, but now Instagram is adding sound to the Spotify music share to stories. Instagram says this could position the app as a hub for music discovery.
Well, beach closures could ruin July 4th plans for a number of families this weekend. Eben Brown reports from Miami on News Radio 92.3.
High bacteria counts are forcing health officials in a number of states to close beaches in advance of Independence Day, a day where many often flock to waterfronts for a fun day and fireworks shows. A number of beaches on New York's Long Island, coastal Massachusetts, Seattle's Lake Washington, and Green Lake beaches are closed. Lake Michigan beaches in both the northern Chicago suburbs and up at Sunset Park in Michigan State's Emmett County are also shut down. San Diego has a number of beaches under contamination advisories, though none are closed. Florida reports all beaches to be open. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And there's this strange phenomenon in music called K-pop. I've never been a huge fan of it, but some people go crazy for it. Well, anyway, there's a superstar group called BTS. It will be releasing new music next spring as well as going out on a world tour. The supergroup has been on hiatus since 2022 while members completed mandatory military service in South Korea. That's what K-pop stands for, Korean pop. Members also used the break to work on solo projects. BTS's last album released in 2022.
Yeah, those kids still around?
I mean, it's like, don't get me wrong. It's nothing against them. No. I don't know how it's gotten such a craze in America.
Okay, sports coming up in 5. You're listening to News Radio 92.3.
Yeah. Stream us at newsradio923.com. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.